Hi, I'm Tad Robinson. Stay tuned for my small studio session, coming up next.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
Hi, I'm Tad Robinson, and I'm here with my band consisting of Paul Holdman on guitar, Jeff Chapin at the drums, and at the Hammond organ, Kevin Anker. We're thrilled to be at the studios of WFYI FM here in Indianapolis. And this is one of the few times I can say we are so glad you're here to see us on the radio. We're going to do some tunes from my records that are all available at iTunes and Amazon.com and all that good stuff. So if you like what you're hearing, check us out online. Little thing here that we're going to start with by a great friend of mine, Steve Gomes, one of my co-producers, a thing called More Good Than Bad.
Hard, watch the tune before I go to bed. What I see starts to worry me. Looks like the doggone world has gone mad. But my baby's there to remind me, with just a touch of a hand, there's more good than bad. There's more good than bad, but thank God for that. Ain't gonna run and hide, no, no. I don't plan to move down to a cave. I just got to accept the fact some people don't know how to behave. But I believe when my baby tells me, it's right before my eyes. There's more good than bad. There's more good than bad. Oh, thank God for that. Thank God for that.
All right, then. Thank you so much. So great to be with you once again. It's so nice to be right here downtown in Indy at the studios of WFYI. We're glad you're with us for our small studio session. We're going to do another song from one of my records. This one is a tune from more of the soul blues feel, and it's a thing that we call Rained All Night. And we hope you dig it.
You know I called home one night, reaching out that loving feeling. I told myself that she'd be needing the same. But that old telephone just kept on ringing and ringing. No more fooling myself, I was losing her. I finally got on the line. I didn't know if I should smile or I should cry. Then holding nothing back, she said she was moving on. Then the thunder clapped. The skies opened up. And there I was, alone in the storm. And it rained all night like it never rained before. Rain, rain all down on me. So I found my way back to that place I once called home. Refused to believe all had changed. All the losing was gone. A world washed away. Now I can't sleep for the rain. And it rained all night like it never rained before. Rain, rain all down on me.
That's Rained All Night. Thank you so very, very much. We're going to do another one of the tunes by the band. It's a thing we stayed up late working on one night, and we came out with something that we liked. It's called Sunday Morning Woman.
One, two. Yeah, I just keep on stumbling, making the same mistakes again. While she's keeping the home fires burning, I take a wrong turn every now and then. Staying out late with the fellas, and I'm losing track of time. When I know deep down in my heart I should be right there by her side. We're in two different worlds, but she's the one who really understands. She's a Sunday morning woman, and I'm just an old late night Saturday man. Oh yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. She always gets up early just to bring the money in. Does an honest day's work to keep that roof above our head. When I disappoint her, you never see it in her face. Is it the way her mama raised her, or is it just a state of grace? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're in two different worlds, but she always does the best she can. She's a Sunday morning woman, and I'm just an old late night Saturday man. Ooh, yeah, a late night Saturday man. Change me, even if she could. So we'll just keep rolling on and on, and take the bad with the good. We're in two different worlds, but she's the one who really understands. She's a Sunday morning woman, and I'm just a late night Saturday man. Ooh, a late night Saturday man. Yeah, that's all I am. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah. I'm a late night Saturday man. She's a Sunday warm morning woman. Oh yeah.
How about some blues? We're gonna do a little blues. Another one of my tunes. This is something that we've been doing for a long time. This band, we've been together for 17 years or so, and I'm just so lucky to be able to play with guys on a regular basis in the city of Indianapolis that are so great and elevate my game, and we have a lot of fun kicking around the blues. And once again, it's Paul Holtman, Jeff Chapin, and Kevin Anker. We're going to do a thing called What Love Did to Me.
Love left me to rock, but a rock had to roll. So I run like the rain to the sea. I sail away from what love did to me. a book on the pages of love. I've seen it all, yeah. Whoa, I've seen enough. Lock up the word, throw out the key. No one should know what love did to me.
Little blues in the morning. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. We love playing for you. We hope to see you all around. See you.
And now, listen in for an interview with Tad Robinson with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Well, let's start with that, about the Blues Foundation. Your album was nominated. I mean, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, that was my eighth nomination for a Blues Music Award, and I'm kind of in the community, but haven't landed the trophy yet, but it's, you know, it's part of the business to be part of the conversation at least. So going back to 2005, since then I've gotten 8 nominations. The last 4 records got at least 1, some of them got 2, and then 1 year I didn't even release a record and I got in one of the categories, Soul Blues Male Artist of the Year. So that's kind of my ticket to ride, that category, Soul Blues. And that's what we do, and that happens to be one of the things that's recognized by the Blues Foundation with the Blues Music Awards.
So what is soul blues then?
Well, gosh, that, you know, it's easier to say what artists are in that category. People like Bobby Bland and Little Milton, Tyrone Davis, Syl Johnson, Ann Peebles, some of the up-and-coming people like John Nemeth. It's more of a blend. It's not straight up blues. It's more kind of a marriage between the soul of the 70s, soul music of the 70s, and Chicago blues. So it's this hybrid, but it's one of the dynamic forms of the blues, and it's one that I've always been drawn to. So that's kind of what I do.
And why are you drawn to that? I mean, obviously you kind of grew up in that time. You spent time in Chicago, or is there something else?
Well, I think that one thing about that category in the blues world is it's more common to find singers first rather than instrumentalists. You know, in the club scene in the blues world, it's the guitar player's world, and we just live and work there. You know, the other instrumentalists, it's more, there's a real focus on guitar. And so a lot of times it's not about singing. And from my perspective, blues began as the poetry of the blues was the thing, and it was all about the singer. So most of the singers who there were very few real, strict, pure blues singers left. I mean, you could probably count them on one hand, you know. But in the soul category, there are a lot of up-and-coming people who have drifted towards the blues scene from gospel and from other forms, and that's kind of the soul category. Soul blues category is more of a singer's art form, and I, you know, I'm an instrumentalist. I blow harmonica, but I'm more accustomed to being the vocalist in a group, and so maybe that's why I found myself and found my way into that category.
So, how do you make your voice an instrument?
Well, you know, it's just, I've been singing, you know, since I was a little kid, and it's just been my natural form of expression since growing up and listening to everything from Motown and the early soul of Sam Cooke and Ray Charles and people like that. And it's all about the songs. You know, if you are drawn to a certain song, and you have the freedom to deliver it the way you want and interpret it the way you want, and you add your own personality, it seems like you're singing as a soul singer. You know, you bring some of your heart, and the way you perceive the lyrics, you know, the direction they're going. So how does a person do it? I just sing the way I feel, and when the musicians keep coming around, then you figure, well, I must be doing something right. They haven't fired me yet, you know. So, you know, you do get a lot of influence from the musicians you're around. And that's one of the things that I've been lucky with, because I've been put in situations where everybody on the bandstand is a pretty heavy hitter. And they're all great, you know, great players. And they generally they know a lot more than their instrument. My drummer, Jeff Chapin, he plays guitar and piano, you know. And my organ player, Kevin Anker, plays really good guitar, and he's a really good bass player. So, you know, when you meet musicians and you get to work with them, you learn a lot about the things that they bring to the party. And you kind of naturally want to seek their approval, you know, because they're seasoned musicians and you're the singer. And so you can learn from what they bring, and sometimes they'll bring music to you, and they'll go, you know, I heard the way you sing. You might really like this artist, and they'll bring you music, or they'll introduce you to some stuff that you might not know about. And so it's just an ongoing education.
But you also play the harmonica. Why the harmonica?
True, true.
And how do you learn to play the harmonica and as well as you do?
Well, thanks. Well, you know, that's a tradition. That's a traditional instrument in the blues. I mean, that's like banjo in bluegrass or tenor saxophone in straight up jazz. Harmonica is an instrument that has become emblematic of Chicago blues and some of the, you know, even Delta blues, early blues. It was an instrument that it's just suited perfectly the way it's set up to express yourself in a blues format. And so I'm coming out of a tradition of harmonica players that have paved the road, you know. So a lot of times, you know, to a novice, they might go, you know, wow, where'd that come from? But there is a deep tradition of blues harmonica, and going back to James Cotton, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Junior Wells, and then now there are some great players on the scene currently who have carried that tradition further and further. And I'm just one of those people who have followed that, the tradition. I mean, there's ways of doing it that have been, you know, tested and tried. And so the hardest thing, I think, with harmonica is to have your own flavor, because there are a lot of riffs that you play that came from James Cotton, or that came from Walter, you know, Little Walter. It's finding your own voice, and that's the test, and that's just something I keep chipping away at and working at.
Well, that's what I wondered. Is that something that intrigues you still?
Yeah.
And
oh,
screws
absolutely.
You on?
That is absolutely right, Jill. I mean, that I'm still fascinated by, you know, we call it the tin whistle or the Mississippi saxophone, and there's 10, you know, 10 holes, and there's 20 reeds, and there's just a world of music there. And you know, with any instrument, I'm sure, you just keep on unpeeling the layers and finding out things that are accessible on that very simple, you know, children's instrument. But played at a high level, it can be very, very interesting and very expressive.
Why do you choose to live in Indianapolis?
Well, I live in Greencastle, actually. I moved here from New York to live in Indiana years ago to move to Bloomington when I was a college student. And shortly thereafter, met my wife. She's from Indiana originally, and she's a teacher here. So we raised our two boys in Greencastle. They're now, you know, they have one's at the University of Chicago, and the other is grown up, has a job. And so we're kind of taking our cues from them. Like, if they end up somewhere else, then I might fly the coop. I don't know where we'll end up in the long run, but we've been here 22 years in Indiana, and that's how we we found our way here. We did live in Chicago for about a decade.
But you've been able to take your music everywhere and do extremely well here, too.
Yeah, I mean, the scene here is, I mean, it can be done. There are gigs. There are, you know, you have to be, you can't be too much of a specialist in a market like this. I don't consider myself just a blues singer. I play whatever the event calls for. We, you know, the guys I work with and people I know, we do any number of types of engagements. But we also use Indianapolis as a our foundation. But I've been all over the place. I mean, we've played all over Europe, you know, quite a bit. I've been going to Europe since the 90s. So my music is, in some respects, maybe better known in France, Belgium, Holland, Norway, Sweden. You know, we've gone to Russia, Lithuania, Latvia. It's weird because there are pockets of music scenes in other countries where they're aware of American mm-hmm. music, and they really look at it as it's something for them that they find really earthy and real, and something speaks to them, even though they might not even know what the singer is singing about in some cases, although a lot of Europeans speak good English, you know, but anyway, the message gets through. It's a very culturally, what's the word I'm looking for? Relevant music to other people, you know, all over. So there's been the welcome mat for people, my peers. We travel quite a bit. And of course, there, we do gigs, you know, as a band. We get in the van and travel and do some stuff. The band that I just cut my small studio session with is a group that I also travel with. And they're all busy musicians in their own right. You know, that's the thing. When you get to a certain place in the business, my guitar player has a career of his own. My keyboard player and all the different people I work with, they have a lot of irons in the fire because they're all freelancers. And nobody is just in kind of one band. I mean, it's kind of rare, very rare anymore. Most people who get to a certain point with their music are going to be, they're going to be sidemen. And by definition, they're on call. And so they stay really busy. It's harder for the leaders to stay busy. Like, it's harder for me to stay busy than any one of my sidemen who have eight other bands they work with. So, you know, it's one of the, they lean on me like, get a gig, Tad. And, you know, I'm thinking, why don't you hire me occasionally? You know, it would be nice. Throw me a bone, but that's usually on the singer, you know.
If you could create the perfect venue with the people that you wanted to be there and the style of music that you wanted to sing, where would that be? Who would be there? What would you be performing?
Well, I wouldn't have to go very far, actually, from where we're sitting, because there's a venue right in Indianapolis. There's two. Equidistant, probably. There's the Jazz Kitchen, run by David Ali, and there's the Slippery Noodle, run by Hal and Carol Yagi, that have created, let me use an overused term. They've created a safe space for the blues, you know. I mean, those people have bent over backwards to have venues that present in a really respectable way roots music, American traditional music that is not really at the forefront of popularity. I mean, so they're kind of, they've been very strong advocates of the music. So if I had my druthers playing at the Jazz Kitchen in Indy on a weekend night where people have come because they want to hear what I do, like what I present is mostly stuff that my band writes or I write. Or, you know, chestnuts, great, great tunes that we cover in our own way. So as long as I'm doing something with a great, you know, with great musicians who push me, and I'm doing something that is creative, so it's my work, and people are there, and there's a scene, I'm really happy. I think that's the way most of my friends are, that they want to play the music they love and present it to people who are open-minded enough to to say, oh, okay, I don't know much about blues tradition. You know, many of the fans, they're not students necessarily of this music at the level we are, but they let it hit them and they let it be part of their lives. You know, we're not asking for much. You're just saying you're going to come out and catch a set. You know, I always say to people, you know, you don't have to spend all 5 hours at a gig. You know, if you come out for a set, you know, have a drink, have a burger, listen to some blues, wave goodbye on your way out. That's, you know, we're really happy because they can get a sense of what we are made of in a set. You know, that's, we present a set of our music, and that is what we're, that's what we're bringing. That's what we are, have been working on. And that's a great thing for us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jill. Appreciate it. Nice.